So Isaiah chapter 3. Thank you for good singing. Listen very well tonight. It shall be well with you. Amen. You don't believe it? Oh. Words are important. I've told you before. Isaiah 3. Thank you, Jesus. It shall be well with you. Verse 10. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked. Verse 11. It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his end shall be given. And I said, the background of this is that there's going to be famine. From verse 1, you're going to read it. Famine and a lot of hardship. And God says to Isaiah, you've got to hurry up and tell the righteous something. Tell the righteous that it shall be well with him. And that means, if God says it shall be well, that means that's not happened. Shall is not for present, at least not at the moment. It means something that is bound to occur, but hasn't occurred, it hasn't happened. And God says to Isaiah, tell the righteous, it might not look like it now, but it shall be well with him. And it begs the question that how many times do we have Christians that need to hear this? Because it's easy to mask pain. It's easy to pretend that you're happy. You know, we come to church and everybody's all gleeful. Oh, you are sis, bro, sir, ma, how you doing? How's your work? And everybody's all gleeful, which is nice. But pain can be masked. Sorrow can be masked. And we have people living in that reality day to day. In fact, statistics show that 70% of pastors who quit ministry is because of a pain that stuck for long. A pain they could not get rid of. And it's saddening. It's saddening. Sometimes because the people you perceive to be the strongest can also be broken. I remember I had a friend, he's passed on now. And this guy is the most, is the go-to when you need joy. You know what I'm talking about? When you need to laugh. It makes everyone around him laugh. But something was going on background. And nobody knew. Someone can counsel you and he's broken. And sometimes the only reason why they can counsel you that much is because they are in pain. And they know what it feels like. But God said to the righteous, it shall be well. It's something else for a man to be sad. It's another thing for a man to be broken. I don't know how many of you have been broken before. Being broken is a different kind of feeling. A broken spirit, the way the Bible describes a broken spirit, is when a man can no longer have the capacity to find joy. That means, humanly possible, there is no way he can find joy except by a supernatural means. That's when you say, a man is broken. I pray for everyone who is broken hearted. That in the name of the Lord Jesus, you will find his joy. Sometimes seasons happen. Because if God is telling Isaiah, tell the righteous he shall be well with him. That means the righteous man can live in a season when it is not well. When, if you look at everything, your conclusion will be, bro, you need some prayers. Seasons happen. Maybe there is a time you have asked yourself, is there anything that will work out? What's going to happen now? Then God says, something is certain. It shall be well with you. I love it. So at what point do you rejoice? It's when you hear his word. If God tells me it shall be well with me, that's enough for me to go home and sleep. Don't you think so? But it's not well yet. So why should I rest on my laurels? Because he said so. You can hold him to his word. If I transfer money to you, I say, hypothetically, amen. I say, sister, oh, what's your account number? You're not fast. Where's my phone? Who wants to call your account number? See you. See believers. Hypothetically. Do you want me up hypothetically? I say, call me your account number. And you say, 80244. And you say, okay, how much do you need? And you tell me, I remember I was in a meeting. I'm not going to mention the church. And the pastor just asked, just, for example, we just brought the man out as an example. He said, call your account number. How much do you need? And the sister said, 5 million. I said, what do you want this for? He said, I need to pay my rent and mention some other things. I said, okay, get me my phone. And he transferred the money. Amen. Maybe I'll do that on Sunday. Don't go and mention 100 million. I'll just say, okay, the Lord will meet your needs. Amen. And you can take that to the bank too. Amen. But if I tell you, you tell me, okay, I need 1 million naira. And I say, okay, you know what? Put your account number here. And I send it to you and you receive the alert. Do you start getting joyful when you get the alert? Huh? Why? But you've not touched the money. All you had were words. But you know that no matter what happens in this country, when I get an alert, I've gotten an alert. Right? No matter who is on the throne, no matter who is at the villa, when GT Bank sends me CR, amen. I love seeing CR, do you? When GT Bank sends CR, or Access Bank, or whatever, sends CR, you get joyful. Not because you've touched the money. You don't have the cash. Have you not spent, when you went to buy your car, did you give them cash? No. Everybody was transacting in words. I have sent it. And the receiver said, I have received it. And nobody touched a note. So that means, physical tangibilities are not proofs. I can hold on to what God said and joy on it. So if he says, it shall be well with me, I take that as an alert. And I say to myself, surely it shall be well with me. Amen. So God was going to sort the issue with Israel, with the righteous. And he tells Isaiah, the only way to have this happen is that you have to say to the righteous. Because words are powerful. If you want to lift a man up, you can do it with words. If you want to bring the spirit of a man down, you can do it with words. That's why I said, you must be careful of what you say to people. Words can turn an ordinary man, and then you can tell him, now you are a professor. What you call education is words. Huh? Is it not words? You have first taught the basics, alphabets. You say, okay, when you join these words together, they give you the word flabbergasted. But you were taught words, and that took you from an illiterate to a literate. That changed the life of a man. Words. Are you getting what I'm saying? Words are too vital. Why will God say to Isaiah, they have to hear something. They have to hear it. And sometimes, the word said is not as important, or is just as important as what it is meeting on ground. I'll explain what I'm saying now. Someone who is already depressed and down, and then someone goes to him and say, is this where all your mates are? It's not just the word. It is what it is meeting on ground. Do you get what I'm saying? You know, in Nigeria now, a lot of people are angry. Default. The Uber guy is angry. He's angry. The conductor is angry. The bankers are angry. You go to the banking hall and, next! Why are you shouting? Why are you shouting? Customer care. Normally, customer care used to be soft spoken. Right? Hello, this is MTN. What can we do for you? Now, customer care is, please, please be fast. Please say what you want to say. Go direct. Go straight to the point. So you can say words that will tip people over. Amen. You have to be careful what you're saying. Because you don't know what is meeting on ground. I've shared this story before. I don't know if I've shared in church before, but I must have shared it with a few of you. When I was on campus, I think about my final year, one day I went to buy something in Mushi. Was it me and you? It was me and someone. Went to buy something in Mushi and masquerade. I can't remember if it was me. Was it David? Was it you? Was someone in church here? Is it Michael? No, it can't be Michael. Is it George or Justice? And the sun was so much and I was hungry. So the masquerade came to me and said, I beg you in the name of God, leave this place. I'm not in the mood. And normally I avoid them, but that day, no. And so he pushed me in the chest. Let's leave the rest to God. Amen. But that was not my normal self. But it made something else on ground. You want it? It made something else on ground. Are you listening to me? Words are powerful. No matter how down you are, learn to tell yourself, I will get out of this. And you will. Words are powerful. Don't say to someone, "I owe you," because you don't know what they are going through. Amen. You don't know what they are going through. And there's a final straw that breaks the camel's back. Words. And the devil has a master memory. Oh God. How many of you know what I'm talking about? He knows how to bring back words when he needs them. Words that have been spoken. That probably did not even hurt you when it was said. Someone had told you before. This thing you did is a life-wrecking mistake. Nobody recovers from this. And you dismissed it. Then one day, something you put hands in failed. And that word came back. Life-wrecking mistake. Nobody recovers from this. You're a failure. See, in this life, you are just built to feel pain. Look at everybody around you. Making progress. Doing what they want. Going the ways they want. Is this where your mates are? If you call so that you finish school together. Ask them now. Didn't you see stuff on Canada? In Canada. Didn't you see this one in Somalia? See where you are. If the devils use those words against you, you must have a counter. It shall be well with me. That's my alert. I hold on to it. No matter how deep down I am in a mess, I will get out and I will be fine. Are you listening to me? Or you don't believe it yet? Pain can be masked. It can be. Depression can be masked. We've had spouses who were depressed and their spouses never knew. Husband is depressed and the wife never knew one day. Because it can be masked. This is someone you are sleeping in the same house. You're waking up together. Pain can be covered. You can see someone and say, I want to just be like this person in my life. And they are going through air and eye waters. But God says, I can see it. No matter how much you mask it, I can see it. And he says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. It shall be well with him. That means it might not even look like that on the high. Presently, it might not look like that's what's going to happen. It might even appear like there's no way out. But it shall be well with him. I say it shall be well with you. And then comparison starts. Look at Steniola. See the car she brought last Sunday. She now brought another one again this Sunday. All these believers, you like to show. And then the devil comes to you. See, they like to show. When will you show your own too? Or you have been forbidden to make progress. Or you think you can meet up. You have missed your chance. See, there's an age where people do these things. There's an age where people do these things. What you are trying to do now, you're meant to have done it 8 years ago. You shall be well with me. You shall. It's bound to happen. That the Lord is mighty and will pull me out. I'm not waiting for speed. I'm not waiting for anything. I'm waiting for his hand. And it surely come true for me. Am I in the wrong church? Eh? Why are you not quiet? Faith is loud. It shall come true for me. The devil is loud with his voice too. It's not a quiet small voice. To silence it, you must learn to talk. And boldly so. You don't respond to thoughts with thoughts. I've told you before. When evil thoughts and thoughts that are contrary to God's word come, you don't respond with thoughts. You respond with words. And you must be loud with it. You come true for me. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. On campus, we had a fellowship one Friday evening. It's about 6:30, I mean 6 o'clock. What time? 6 o'clock? 6 to 8. Fridays. And we finished. I saw one brother. And I knew God wanted to talk to him. I didn't know what God wanted to say. But I knew, so I told him, just wait for me. Because I used to have meetings with some of the escorts after. So he kept waiting. And he was waiting for me. When we're done with the meeting, I told one of the escorts, I said, go and give him a hug. Which is not... And she was looking at me, I said... That's not necessarily an instruction that will come out from my mouth normally. So I said, give him a hug. She looked at me and said, what did you say? I didn't hear you. I said, give him a hug, a very tight hug. So she gave him a hug and the brother fell down. I started crying. Bro, I don't even know what to go on. Can't tell you what happened. He said he was going to kill himself that night. So apparently he has been suicidal for a while. And I didn't know. But someone else knew in the fellowship. And didn't tell me. I said, he told God that if one person can just care for him today and show him genuine care, he will not. Thank God for that hug. I'm not saying after service, now you stay at the door and say, hey, Jesus, I know me, hug me. And that was how God stepped in. But what I was saying is that even as, of course I was a younger pastor, I'm still very young, but I was younger, but I was quite sensitive. And even with that, I could not read it. I did not know. I can't tell you I knew. I did not know. I did not have an idea. Normally I have an idea, I might not take a step. I did not have an idea what was going on. Pain can be masked. Sadness can be covered. For God sees. Jehovah Roi. He is the one who sees. Right? Remember when we're looking at Ishmael? Eh? He is the God who what? Sees. And he's seeing you right now. And he's telling me to tell you that it shall be well with you. Amen. Hold on to it. Look at Joel chapter 1. We are going to have a believers meeting tonight. Might not last more than 5 minutes. We are going to minister one to another. Joel. Chapter 1. You have seen it. You have not read Joel this year. Not even Joel 2, 20, 25 to 28. Yeah? If you are there, say amen. Amen. If you are not there, say wait for me. I will wait for you. If you are not there and you do, you are already at Revelation side, just go to the table of content. Amen. Joel 1, verse 3. Tell your children of it. Let your children tell their children and their children to another generation. That which a palmer worm had left as the locust eating, and that which the locust has left as the cankerworm eating, and that which the cankerworm has left
The caterpillar is eating. Awake, you drunkards, and weep. And how? And all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He has said, lay my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. He has made it clean bare, and cast it away. And the branches of her made white, lament like a virgin guarded with sackcloth for the husband of a youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priest, his ministers, they mourn. The field is wasted. The land mourns. The corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up. The oil languishes. He's painting a picture of absolute deadness when nothing works. I think it's obvious. He said, the one that the cacao woman left, the Plymouth took away. He said, the new wine is cut off from your mouth. Everything. Both the minister and the one, their money. Verse 11. Be you ashamed, O you husbandmen, all you vine dressers. For the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. Can we verse 12 together? The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered. Because what? Joy is withered away from the sons of men. What is Joel saying? He's saying things are not working because you don't have joy. When joy leaves, things crash. Which is an upside down reality, really. Because how do you tell me to have joy when things are crashing? Joy is not circumstantial. Joel is saying things are dry and everything is bad because you lost your joy. And that's what the devil wants. Look up. He wants you to lose your joy. Well, you won't lose it. Yeah. I refuse to be down. I refuse to be down. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I say I refuse to be down. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I refuse to be down. I will never be down. I won't be down. I won't be down. I refuse to 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 be down. That's what you want. Joel says, these things are happening and it looks like it's all mounting on you. He said, the reason why it's happening is because joy was taken from the sons of men. That is, when joy leaves the room, things go south. You won't be down. Yeah. See, it may be raining now. It won't rain forever. The sun will shine again. Yeah. The sun will shine again. Amen. What looks hopeless, you'll gain hope again. Don't worry. Amen. Don't worry. Don't worry. I say it again. It shall be well with you. Amen. That fear about your family, throw it in the bin. It shall be well with you. Amen. So you had a, if I'm talking to you, just pray about it. But I'll give you the word. You had a dream recently about your spouse. That your spouse died. Can I have all eyes closed? I want to know. You had a dream recently that your spouse died. All eyes closed. Who is the person? Okay. Put down your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will celebrate life and life again. Amen. I say you won't be down. Amen. Open your eyes. It shall be well with you. If you are a wife, learn to call your husband and minister life. I'm not talking about your prayer time. Just stay in front and say, you're a good man. You have everything I prayed for. And I see what you're doing. And it's my prayer that you will succeed. You won't go down. Things will work out for you. Learn to say it. If your husband, tell your wife, are you listening to me? Everything is not Valentine outing. Speak life. Minister life. You have the capacity to cause the breath of God upon things.
I'll say it again. You have the capacity to cause the breath of God to come upon things. Minister life. Proverbs 18. Are you learning something? So, the devil wants you to lose your joy. And it looks like the normal thing, because if things are not going well, then why should I be glad? Right? But Joel is saying, things are actually going worse. They are getting worse because joy left the room. So I must learn to just laugh. Without prompt. Without someone turning the keys. I must learn to just laugh. Are you listening to me? Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. That means the righteous needs to hear it. It's almost as though if you don't hear it, it won't happen. Because God would have just done it in his own time and said, the righteous, it will be well with the righteous. But he said, they've got to hear it. Because faith comes by hearing. Without hearing, there is no faith. Without faith, it is impossible for God to work. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Can we speak in tongues? That masks pain. That depression that is keeping you down. That looks like it just will not go away. Listen to me. Look up. You're going to minister life to someone around you. I said something earlier. I said, you have the ability to minister life. I'm not going to. You're just going to have that doing it in teaching. You're going to go, not someone beside you. You're just going to go around. Stand up. You have to be smart. You're going to go around and minister life. No, do that. Don't stop speaking in tongues. Yeah, minister life. Minister life. Go around does not mean go to the back. It means go around. Yeah. No, the life is not tongues, though. You will say words. Mm-hmm. Play for me. Yeah, that pain is ending. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not suffer anymore. Yeah, doors will open. I will cause you to win, says the Lord. Over your life, the devil is on the flight. Your joy is restored in multiple folds. Yeah, yes. Minister life now. Minister life. Your joy is full again. Your strength is renewed by the Holy Ghost. You bound up with wings like eagles. You will not be weak. That pain has been there for long. You begin to find ease. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You have joy. You have joy. And your joy will not cease. Your health is sound. Yes. 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 The reality of God's word and presence dawns on you. You see him better than before. You know him better than before. Yeah. Minister life. Yes. Yes.
It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with your soul today. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with your soul today. And we say, it is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well. With your soul today.
Speak life.
Speak life. Speak life. Through the darkest, darkest night. Speak life. Speak life. When the sun won't shine and you don't know why.
Speak life. Life, 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 life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, life.
Yes, yes, yes. That pain is going away. That pain is going away. That pain is going away. No depression here. No fear here.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Start wrapping it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Have your seat. Proverbs 18. I asked you to open there. Verse 14. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? That means a man's spirit has the ability to give him sustenance in trouble. Has the ability to give him immunity, as it were. So, if you know that a man's spirit will give him sustenance, what would I do? I'll strengthen my spirit. So that in the days of trouble, it will sustain. How do you strengthen your spirit? The scripture says, you do it with joy. Joy brings strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And he wasn't talking about physical strength. He's talking about in your spirit. Remember when we said, I spoke about a broken spirit. And if there's something the devil will have you be, is a broken man. Where you have no capacity to find joy. No matter what happens. But if that man is good, that broken man is going to get out of that condition, you have to find joy. Now, in a worldview system, it's almost that when something goes right, that's when I have joy. But God is saying, you must find joy in the south to go up. Remember where we read Joel? He said, the apple tree, the pomegranate tree. By the way, I like pomegranate. Just some newfound love in my fifth farm journey. Pomegranate and all of those stuff. He said, everything is going bad. Why? He said, because joy has been taken from the sons of men. That means things don't just get bad. The absence of joy makes things go worse. Pastor, how do I find joy? Start by laughing. That's how to find joy. Before you even start finding joy, first laugh.
me tell you something. The human spirit has the capacity to laugh without prompt. Without anything happening. See, Pastor, are you sure I should be laughing? Do you know how much rice is? As I'm about to laugh now, MTN has texted me that. Don't forget that. That's 2,200 naira that you borrowed. I laugh. Nothing will steal my laugh. See, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I steer it. What did I say? I steer it. Hey! Is it? Hey! Why don't we open it? He said, with joy, you will draw out of the well of salvation. That means there are things I will not experience without joy. Joy is a fetcher. That sounds like a quote. Joy is a what? Fetcher. With joy, you draw out of the wells of salvation. That means there are things you don't get without joy. It looks like, no, Pastor, something has to happen, then I have joy. Upside down. Amen. Upside, what I say? The Bible says, no, you will have joy, and those things will not happen. Are you listening to me? Quickly talk to Job. Let me show you something. If there's a man you're expecting not to find joy, you know his name is Job. He lost everything. And there are times where it's those moments, words come. And they will say, see now, you lost everything. There is nobody that's ever recovered from this. Nobody. Have you heard of anybody who lost 7 daughters? All the cows and the farmlands and the investments. Maybe you made a wrong investment. And then, have you ever heard of anybody that recovered? No. All you can just do, maybe you just try your best and you manage in life. Look at what Job said. Job chapter 5. Oh. He says, verse 22. He says, at destruction and famine, you will laugh. He didn't say in. He said, you laugh at it. A man sees destruction and he's laughing at destruction. Like, destruction, you've come to destroy me. You are not both. He says, at destruction and famine, you will laugh. Neither will you be afraid of the beast of the field. You must laugh. See, I tell you by the Holy Ghost, and I stand in the office of a prophet, that for everything you have lost, you catch up. Bro, you catch up. Don't allow the devil manufacture some words in your head. You catch up. See, your advantage after catching up is that you have tasted hunger. You have tasted some things. I said the hand of the Lord will bring you up. You must find joy. You see that? Like all the problem Nigeria is on your neck. First put that one aside. Worry solves nothing. I say it again. The time you are using to worry, you can just use to find joy. What's going to happen? You are going to be healthier. And things will improve. You know me, I stand on God's word. He says, the apple tree. He says, everything is just going bad, bad, bad. Even in the temple, the priest, mourn. He says, everything because joy has been taken away. Because when you take away the fetcher, nothing can happen again. But if you can find joy that strengthens the spirit of a man, the spirit of that man will sustain him in his infirmity. Infirmity is not the problem. The problem is that there's no sustenance. Eh? If a man is drowning, he's not drowning if he has an oxygen mask. Water is not the issue. The issue is that there's no oxygen. He can't breathe. But if he has an oxygen mask, he will come up. It might not be now, but he'll find his way up. Why? There's a sustenance. He will not drown in it. See, you were not made to be depressed. It looks like we're all in church and everybody's glad and gleeful. That's nice. We thank God for it. But there are people who are going through hard times where you cannot fathom where the next meal is coming from. Salary. Something that has been spent. The next 3 months' salary has gone. The way landlords, some landlords are increasing rent. None of you are landlords too, by the way. The way you are increasing rent. You say you want 9 to 5. That does not do Yahoo. But can pay 22 million naira per year. 9 to 5, where is he working? Glorious House Church. That's the only place that can pay you that much. Amen. You don't know. Apply within. Find joy. What did I say? Find joy. Learn to dance. Eh? You don't need beats. The beat is faith. Yeah? Some of you cannot stay in my house. Somebody just say, whoo! Nothing happened, no. You just get used to it that I say, whoo! It's just a prompt of his joy. Amen. He's there. I don't need to receive money. I don't need to receive any news before I go, glory to God. Learn to laugh. Learn to dance. And don't be robotic with it. Eh? Some believers, all your laugh is ambulance. Woo! Woo! What's that? I told you before, you must not just do the things of the Spirit. Because that's... No. You must give yourself to the influence of the Spirit. Amen. You went to a drunk man. He's telling you, I was drunk now. I know I was drunk. And I jumped this gutter yesterday. He was not drunk. Amen. You don't practice the activities when you are drunk. Same thing. When you're drunk with the Spirit, Paul says, do not be consumed with wine, whereas in the letters, but be filled, be drunk with the Spirit. Ephesians 5. So, a man cannot say, this is how we laugh in the Holy Ghost. Woo! 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 Give me here. You're not German Shepherd. Laugh. See, it is weird. That is it. Laugh. The devil cannot take away your ability to laugh. No. The Bible says, he that sits in heaven laughs. Weird, isn't it? That's why I don't like going to that church. They just start laughing. Should they start crying? Imagine you enter somewhere and they're all just crying. Say, God is in this temple, we are crying. Why? Hey, I receive life. I receive life. Hey, there is life in my journey. There is life on my path. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am not going down.
in the name of the Lord Jesus. I will not go down. I will never be stranded. And I will never know defeat. I will never be stranded. I will never be stranded.
Oh, I've got joy.
See, learn to pick up yourself and laugh.
What I say?
David was waiting on the Lord, fasting. Say, this child must not die. This child must not die. That was the child that Bathsheba had. Then he came to the king. The child has died. David said, get me food. He said, what's going to happen is, that juice I kept in the fridge is still there. You dare not touch the king's juice. Bring it. They were looking at him. This is the man that has been sad. Pick up yourself and laugh again. Shock the devil. He thought everything is going down. He thinks he hasn't. This is your best. God will pick me up. When they say walk of darkness, this is what you do. Now, walk of darkness with this. This is everything. Who has said a thing when the Lord has not spoken? Surely it shall not come to pass. Who has said a thing when the Lord has not spoken? I don't care that voice in your head. It's not too late for you. Are you listening to me? God has given you his word. What is Galat now? It shall be well with you. That's what he said. Show Galat. Koring me. Isaiah 3:10. You don't see it, ni? Eh? Isaiah 3:10. Motira lati. It shall be well with me. You are not saying like you believe, Joe. If you rejoice much, eh? Some years ago, I went to pray for someone at Loot. And God gave an instruction that I should rejoice. How do you rejoice in a world where people are literally gasping for life? How do I tell the family member? Because it was a death situation. So I called the sister. She was the one that called me. I said, God has said it. He said, ah, thank God. God has said something. God said, we will rejoice here. So it was at the corridor. If you know the corridor that goes from ICU, that goes to the E ward. You know that corridor? Good. He says, we are going to rejoice there. Even me that received the word, I say, hey! Because it was a death situation, the vitals were not looking encouraging. The nurses, you can read things on nurses' faces. When something is improving, there's a way they tell you. When something is not improving, there's a way they'll just tell you to go and be praying. Start Dami, am I right? There's a way they communicate it. Nurses are like the litmus in the world. They know the patient that will make it and the one that might not. And what I was getting, God said, just joy. So I told the sister, rejoice. And she was looking at me like this. So she went, I understand. So I said to the teacher, right there, no Bible in my hand. When I was done, I said, if your sister wakes up now and asks for food, then she shouted, ah, that's going to be her. I said, now do it. Do it. That she has woken up. So she started to jump and started to shout, God, I receive it. God, I receive it. God, I receive it. The next day, he started taking her out of some support. 3 days later, they moved her to another ward where she did not need that much intensive care. About 2 weeks later, discharge. This was someone that looked like nothing was going to happen. I did not even pray because God said, there's no need to pray. Just joy. What is joy?
It's a fetcher.
What do I call it? He fetched the healing out. Things are not going bad. Or you don't have joy because things are going bad. Things are going bad because you don't have joy. So many times you have drowned yourself in needs and endless worries. What will now happen next year? If they don't now increase the salary, if they don't now, what if I cannot pay? What if I cannot? What if it does not? What if he says that he's calling it off? False laugh. Amen. Laugh it. Amen. Laugh it. Dance and say, I know my God. Surely it shall be well with me. So do you want to have some joy? Eh? Eh? Hey, I quickly fetch some things now. Fetch it. It is well. It is well.